MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Pay attention while driving. Move over when you see an emergency vehicle on the side of the road. It's the law.
The National Weather Service says Missouri will remain very cold today. Temperatures currently 25 to 30 degrees below normal. Road conditions in the state should be improving throughout the day today. For the latest road conditions, be sure to check out MoDOT's Traveler Information Map online. Missouri is second in the nation in the number of people placed in apprenticeships. About 10,000 people have gone through an apprenticeship program in the state. Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development Director Zora Mulligan says the state does quite a bit of work in grant funding.
One of the areas where grants have been most significant in moving us forward is in apprenticeships. We've had good luck getting grants from the U.S. Department of Labor to really grow apprenticeship programs.
Mulligan's department is hosting the second annual Apprenticeship Missouri Summit today in Columbia. During a ceremony there today, Governor Parson plans to sign an executive order about apprenticeships. A congressman who represents 36 northern Missouri counties is praising USDA's selection of Kansas City as the site for two major USDA facilities. Tarkio Congressman Sam Graves says 90% of all USDA employees are already outside of Washington.
The closer we can get USDA core or headquarters staff to agriculture, the better.
A developer from Camdenton has been sentenced to a year in prison for swindling homebuyers out of $400,000. MissouriNet contributor Jill Enders has the story.
According to prosecutors, Morgan Bullock took deposits for six new homes in Kirkwood, Missouri, but the city denied his development application. After repeated delays, Bullock either refused to pay back deposits or made repeated false statements of repayment. Now, according to one victim who informed Bullock that he was going to be reported to authorities, he said, quote, "Do what you think you have to do, I don't care, but you won't get your money back that way," end quote. Bullock was also ordered to pay restitution.
The Missouri Department of Health is proposing to ban the practice of medical marijuana businesses paying their taxes and fees in cash. Alisa Nelson has more.
Industry officials say not paying in cash would keep some small businesses from being able to operate. Medical marijuana is legal in Missouri, but selling it is still banned under federal law, making banks leery of working with the industry. The State Health and Senior Services Department has been accepting public comments on the proposal and will continue through the rest of today. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
A bright light streaked across the sky at about 8:45 last night and was seen in many parts of the state. Numerous videos have emerged online from different parts of the state showing the meteor hurling towards Earth. Some of the videos were recorded by doorbell cameras. And the University of Missouri Board of Curators Finance Committee will take up increased room and board rates when it meets today. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.